Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Today is Thanksgiving Day in the United States. Traditionally, this is the time for family and friends to unite and express gratitude. In light of this holiday, we will feature three movies that the whole family can enjoy as a time to celebrate together. Our first feature is Click, a 2006 fantasy comedy film directed by Mr. Frank Carazzi and co-written by Mr. Steve Corin and Mr. Mark O'Keefe. Click follows the life of Michael, played by the Golden Globe Award-nominated actor and comedian Adam Sandler. Michael is married to Donna, played by Kate Beckinsale, and has two children, Ben and Samantha. But he is hardly the family man. Rather, he is constantly preoccupied by his job as an architect. One night, while searching through the many remote controls of the house, Michael decides to go out and buy a universal remote control for his appliances. At the store, he meets a peculiar clerk who invents things in a back room. This character, played by Oscar award-winning Christopher Walken, provides Michael with a free remote control, warning that it may never be returned.
You guys got a universal remote control back here?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, that's probably me.
You know, fast food shortens your life.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but the way my life's been going lately, that ain't such a bad thing.
You're looking for a universal remote control?
Yeah, just one device to do it all for me, make my life a little easier, quicker, not so damn complicated.
I'm not supposed to do this, but you seem like a good guy.
Hey, somebody noticed, thank you.
I'm going to show you a remote we just got in that's probably the most advanced piece of technology we have in this place.
Sounds sweet.
Soon after bringing home the universal remote control, Michael realizes that it actually controls the universe. In fact, its functions include fast-forwarding, rewinding, pausing, and increasing or decreasing the sound of events in Michael's life. After having some initial fun with it, Michael learns that the remote is not as much of a gift as he had thought.
I can't take this anymore. Fast forward me to my promotion.
Indeed, the universal remote begins to overrule Michael's choices, and try as he might, he is unable to stop it. The gadget fast forwards him to different events in his life and shows Michael the status of his career in architecture. As Michael faces this outlandish turn of events, he is able to introspect on his daily decisions and actions. What is most important to him is perhaps closer to home than he realized. Click is a production packed with humorous moments that provide a touching reminder of the preciousness of family. In addition to being nominated for the 2007 Oscar Award for Best Achievement in Makeup, the movie won 2 awards and was nominated for 11 others. Cinema Scene will be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
But Eric Lamassoff is the head of the whole international division. I've been your partner one day.
So? Every account you worked on turned into gold. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if one day you ended up being our CEO.
Well, hey, I would love for that to happen, but...
No! I don't want a promotion! No!
Welcome back to Cinema Scene on some family films to watch on Thanksgiving or any other occasion in celebration of life. Our next feature is Up. Up is a heartwarming and highly original computer animated film by Disney and Pixar Animation Studios. Released in May 2009, the film is directed by Mr. Peter Docter, also the director of the popular Monsters, Inc. The story revolves around a grumpy old man, voiced by Mr. Ed Asner. This character is named Carl Fredrickson, who as a child had a great love for adventure. This interest led him to discover another love, his childhood best friend and future wife, a lively and equally adventurous girl named Ellie. They meet as children in an abandoned house and bond over their mutual admiration of explorer Charles Muntz, voiced by Mr. Christopher Plummer.
Not just any kid off the street with a helmet and a pair of goggles. Do you think you've got what it takes? Well, do you? All right, you're in. Welcome aboard. What's wrong? Can't you talk? Hey, I don't bite. You and me, we're in a club now.
One of Ellie's dreams is to move their clubhouse to Paradise Falls, a beautiful waterfall in South America explored by Mr. Charles Muntz. She makes Carl promise to accompany her there, forging a bond between the two that lasts their whole lives. Many years pass, and Ellie and Carl grow old together, making a happy home out of their childhood clubhouse. Their life is filled with many wonderful moments, but they are never able to save enough money to make their dream trip to Paradise Falls. Eventually, Ellie passes away, leaving her husband Carl feeling very lonely and increasingly unwilling to relate with people. This is evident by the way he shuns wilderness explorer Russell, voiced by young Mr. Jordan Nagai, who tries to befriend Carl in an effort to earn a merit badge for assisting the elderly.
Are you in need of
Thank you, but I don't need any help.
Proceed.
Good afternoon.
Let's skip to the end.
After a struggle with construction workers of a company that tries to buy the property where his house is located, Carl has to move to a retirement home per the court orders. In response, Carl conceives a plan to have one last great adventure and fulfill his promise to Ellie. Using equipment from his former job as a toy balloon vendor, Carl ties thousands of helium balloons to his home. As the van from the retirement home arrives to take him away, Carl releases the balloons, lifting his house off its foundation and up into the air. Feeling the thrill of freedom and independence, Carl is surprised to find that Scout Russell was hiding on the porch as his house took off.
Ah!
Hi, Mr. Fredrickson. It's me, Russell.
What are you doing out here, kid?
I found the snipe and I followed it under your porch. But this snipe had a long tail and looked more like a large mouse. Please let me in.
No.
Carl reluctantly accepts Russell on his trip, and the two set off on the adventure of a lifetime. Yeah. Using some strategic navigation and sheer luck, Russell and Carl land in South America within view of Paradise Falls. As they try to reach the falls, house in tow, the two characters encounter a talking dog named Doug, a rare exotic bird that Russell names Kevin, and a mysterious explorer who turns out to be famed explorer Charles Muntz himself. It is soon revealed that things are not quite what they seem, and Russell and Carl must make a decision that can alter their lives forever. Throughout their adventure, Russell and Carl learn a lot about each other, about themselves, and the importance of having an open mind and staying true to their hearts. Up won two awards in 2009, including a Teen Choice Award for Choice Summer Movie Comedy.
Point!
Oh, look, there he is.
Point!
Hey, that's my food. Get off my roof!
Yeah, get off of his...
Our final movie is about a boy. directed by brothers Chris and Paul Weitz, About a Boy is based on the book of the same name by Nick Hornby. About a Boy stars the Golden Globe award-winning English actor Hugh Grant as Will, a 38-year-old bachelor who believes that he exemplifies that all men are islands. Thanks to the royalties that his father earned from composing a successful Christmas song, Will does not work and leads a leisurely lifestyle. He does not care about others, but rather prides himself in keeping his day full with watching television, shopping, and dating. Wishing to meet potential lady friends, he attends a meeting for the group SPAT, or Single Parents Alone Together, and pretends that he has a 2-year-old son named Ned. At the gathering, he meets a single mother, Susie. In an attempt to court her, he participates in one of SPAT's activities, a picnic. It is here that she introduces Will to her friend's young teenage son, Marcus, played by Nicholas Holt. Marcus begins to follow Will and discovers that, contrary to what everyone has believed, Will is actually single and childless. Marcus eventually rings Will's doorbell and, after revealing that he knows the truth about him, convinces Will to go to lunch with him and his mother, who are both vegetarian.
I've got a kid. What do you want about?
No, you don't. I've been watching you and you don't have a kid.
Well, what is it to you anyway?
Nothing. Except you've been lying to me, my mum, and my mum's friend.
Marcus begins to regularly come to Will's house, uninvited.
Because I'm busy.
When Marcus shows up one day with school bullies hot on his heels, Will begins to realize what an important role he is beginning to play in the boy's life. But as events unfold, Will finds that, more importantly, Marcus has become an essential part of his own life. Indeed, as his relationship with Marcus grows, Will gradually finds that he wants to do something meaningful and discovers the beauty of love, happiness, and caring for others. About a Boy is a lovely film that charms viewers as they cheer for Will and Marcus in their journey of self-discovery and appreciation of true friendship. The production was nominated for the 2003 Oscar Award for Best Writing and Adapted Screenplay. It won another 8 awards and was nominated for 19 other prizes.
Just that you and Rachel.
What? What does it mean?
I don't know. I just think there's a problem with you and Rachel. I mean, like, you want to be with her, but she thinks you have a son. And you don't. I mean, like, if you're going to be with someone, shouldn't you tell them things like that?
No.
I mean, you know, like, the truth.
Click, Up, and About a Boy are all lighthearted films that remind us the multifold joys of life, suitable for the family to celebrate some beautiful time in each other's cherished company. Marvelous viewers, thank you for joining us on today's Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, up next after Noteworthy News. Wishing you and your loved ones a most blessed Thanksgiving Day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.